Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got brunching with Bae, and I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, brother, I had tons of brown sugar.
For real?
That's right. You act like you don't believe me. Nah. Oh, shoot, brother. You should have been around in those days. Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
That's right.
What brown sugar you talking about?
I'm not talking about the brown sugar you buy in the supermarket, brother. I'm talking about the real brown sugar.
All right, Pop.
Okay, see ya.
Talk about me, baby.
Sweet brown sugar. That's what I call this female.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Smoke weed every day.
Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. It's your big homie. I'm Just Chico.
Bring the Olympics back.
You know what? As you guys can tell, I got my special.
Mr. Midnight. Y'all, I'm just sick and tired, y'all.
Look, that's my special co-host in the building, Miss Brown Sugar Bae. Hit him with the horns.
I just thought about something as we was getting ready to just start. I just thought about Donald Trump saying what he said. And I'm just
Christ, look at this. Hey, quit walking in there. Don't worry, because we got Kamala. She gonna crit walk on that nigga head.
She gonna crit walk right into the
right,
White House.
I'm telling you, she gonna have Snoop up there too.
Okay. Quit playing.
And they gonna pay him. What you mean?
So, hello, happy Monday.
Yes.
Happy Meat Monday, everyone.
Oh my God. That was Raheem Devon with Mr. Midnight. Shout out to that brother. There we go. Yes. And now it's time for brunching with Bae.
Y'all, sorry. Got ahead of myself there. So, welcome to Brunching with Bae, guys.
Wait. Look, you know what's funny? I was watching something, and Trump said, "Oh, Kamala." Wait, I'm gonna get it. Don't be laughing.
Wait.
I'm gonna get it. Wait. Kamala, I can't do it.
How is he?
Talk about she came out Indian, now she's black. We just want to know, what is she?
All he needs to be worried about is what the verdict going to be September 18th.
He need to duck.
When he go to his sentencing to get his time.
Where is it at? Where is my... There you go.
All he needs to worry about...
Duck, nigga!
All he needs to worry about is how much time he going to get from this sentencing.
Nigga ain't going to get no time. But it's all right, though. It's all right.
Oh, he gonna do some jail time.
Nah,
but they gonna let him out right in time for election.
He is white and he exercised all of his full rights, meaning he has the right to a.
He already been convicted.
Oh, never mind.
So he don't have the right to do nothing but take what they give him at this point. So anyway, moving right along.
Yeah, all you convicted felons that are saying this. Oh man, I ain't gonna vote for Kamala. Y'all gonna vote for Kamala? Well, if you convict a felon, you can't vote for Trump, stupid.
You can't vote for nobody.
Come on.
So, on that note, we're not talking about that anymore. They're not gonna ruin my brunching with Bae.
Brunching with Bae,
guys. Hi. How are you? No, sir. Get your hands off the buttons. No, sir. You is not gonna mess my brunching with Bae up. Pushing all these goddamn buttons.
Come on,
so is "gat" is that the new word that they're using?
I learned what that meant.
Do I want to know or no?
Girl.
Okay, never mind. I don't even.
Girl. Oh, got it. Girl, your ass. Girl.
Oh my God.
Girl, your ass.
So they're not saying "gat" like "gat damn."
I think they're trying to mend goddamn and acronym.
Oh, my God, bro.
Girl, yo ass fangin'? No, girl, yo ass
thick?
Yeah. Girl, yo ass thick.
Okay, so anyways, guys, I don't even know why.
Yeah.
When are we moving?
Huh?
When are we leaving?
Now.
Because I'm over. Anyway.
So you start packing all this shit up.
So, Brinson and Ben, guys, how are you?
Yeah. Hey.
You know, nothing really. Yeah. We didn't really do much this weekend. The Olympics was still on. So we were glued in.
All this blackness.
Yes. Listen, if y'all didn't see the 4x4.
Woo!
Look, shout out to Jamaica.
Poor on.
Because they would have been in the top three.
It's okay.
If she wouldn't have dropped that baton.
Ah.
But it's okay, sis. She felt so bad.
I
you can
know.
See.
She was crying.
She was crying.
Yes, we here for you, sister.
It was the second leg, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Because
she hit the black Irish girl.
Mm-hmm.
There was
shout out to all the black excellence that was on
listen,
the Olympics, okay?
There, I've been watching the Olympics for a long time. And I'm going to say this. I ain't never seen that many niggas in that many countries.
Well, here's the thing. Now, there's, because I'm just now finding out, you have to pay a fee of $10,000 to come to the Olympics. Didn't know that.
Huh?
Didn't know that.
You got to pay a fee.
Of $10,000. You have to, what's the word? Not GoFundMe, but you have to get
sponsors
yeah, for $10,000 to make it to the Olympics. That's your entry.
Well,
so now that I know that, I understand why black people wasn't in the Olympics before.
So they move because the money's cheaper.
Probably.
In other countries.
Well, I don't know. All I'm saying is I understand now why there weren't more black people before. Now, it ain't shit to make $10,000 on one of these.
Oh, yeah.
You can do a GoFundMe like this.
Yeah,
you can make content
TikTok.
And make it like this. So $10,000 ain't a lot no more. Or if you go on your social media, all you got to do is say, hey, guys, I'm trying to go to the Olympics. And people going to donate.
They're going to donate.
So
Kamala Harris made $80,000 million.
$310 million in 1 month.
$310 million.
Y'all can't tell me we broke.
Yeah.
Y'all can't tell me we broke. But
I'm telling
you. The reason why, the reason why we got so many black people all over is because you got to think about it, baby. It's military bases everywhere.
That's true.
As long as it's a military base, it's going to be a nigga fucking. Ooh. It's going to be a soldier having sexual relations with the townswomen.
Oof. Yeah, that's true.
So that's why you see so many black mixed kids.
These the product of babies when I was in the military.
Remember, y'all like them exotic. These y'all exotic babies that y'all wanted, remember?
There they go.
Mm.
There they go.
Y'all making us proud with these, because these is your babies.
Yeah.
This is y'all Gen Xer babies.
Yes, it is.
So this is the exotics. Y'all went over there. Y'all thought y'all dropped some kids off and left. Mm-hmm. Then you see your kid, your seed on the Olympics.
Come on, Junior.
Nope.
Come on, Junior. You got this. I'm rooting for you.
So,
yeah.
Them y'all kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, I definitely believe that that's the reason why you see so many black. Well, number one, the reason why is probably because, like you said.
Dropping them.
No. What you said the first time. You said the reason why you said you think it's so many black.
Like, oh, because everybody moved?
Nah, that ain't it.
I can't. Because
you got to think about it. Yeah, that's what you said, but that ain't it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to think about it. They would have to move 20 years ago. How many niggas you know was moving to these countries 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So, no, these are y'all kids from the military.
Those are those port, the port babies.
Yep. Uh-huh. Don't be trying to put it on somebody
pulling
else.
Pulling in the port.
Oh, they just moved over there. No, that was y'all.
Yeah.
That was y'all seamen.
That was.
And y'all soldiers and Marines, and I know the Air Force wasn't over there doing
you that. Crazy as hell. They was out there. Oh.
I believe the Air Force women was out there.
See, in the Navy, we like Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Mm.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Mm.
Wherever he laid his head was his home. That's what we did. We pulled in port.
Y'all should see my face.
Dropping dick off.
Well, y'all babies made it to the Olympics, so I'm happy and I'm proud.
Shout out to them. Shout out to all the mixed babies.
Shout out to all of them.
And all of the black folks that are black that are representing all these other countries, like, these look like Americans.
Yeah. That just moved to other countries.
That
but
look like, hey man, you know what?
And you know what? Some of them, that could be the case. They could have moved over there and just said, you know what? I'd rather be over in this country and represent y'all than represent America.
Because that long jumper from Italy with the braids, he looked like
which one?
Derek. The one that looked like he was dark skinned. He had the braids.
Oh yeah.
It looked like Derek. Hey Derek, what you doing? Hey bro.
He was not from wherever they said he was from. He was from America.
That boy was from Jacksonville.
It's okay. Look, we support whatever y'all do as long as y'all getting y'all shine on. Man, as long as y'all represent. We going for whoever black. It ain't just USA. Yeah. We going for black.
Whoever. Yeah, we always bet on black.
Okay, so just to let you. But that ain't got nothing to do with Brunching with Bae.
Yeah, I know. As you can tell, we off topic. We don't really care because.
I mean, this is a part of Brunching with Bae.
Yeah. Because
we watched it as we were eating. I could tell y'all what we had.
Yeah, and it was around the morning and the afternoon time, kind of. So that's
yeah, because you got to wake up real early to see these Olympic games.
Man, 1:30 in the morning.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
But we had a country meal, y'all. We had some turkey wangs.
Yes.
And some kabbage.
Yes.
And rice.
Yes, which is not really brunch. It was more dinner.
Yeah. Because, you know, we was just chilling. It was raining. We was able to get in a little beach time.
Barely.
But, you know. But, you know, we just doing that so we can get prepared for the turn up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's going down.
Uh-huh.
It's going down.
We had to go and scope out the scene and make sure that our spot was our spot. You know what I'm saying? So,
because
just know.
Best kept secret is in full effect.
Okay.
All right. So be ready for it. Be prepared.
Y'all.
Often, and what's it? Often imitated, never duplicated.
It's gonna be, y'all gonna see a whole lot of great pretenders out there, okay?
Yeah, and then and you're gonna hear some stuff too. Like, wait a minute, I thought Chico said that. I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
All I can say is shout out.
Yes.
This shout out, this is for you. Hold on, let me make sure I'm talking in the mic. This shout out.
Yeah.
Is for every silent listener that we have.
Okay?
Every single person that's listening, but you can't say that you're listening because you talk too much mess to say that you're listening.
True.
I want to dedicate this show to
you.
Okay? Because you guys are the ones that's making the numbers go up.
I swear.
You may not say two words, but we know
you
listening.
Listen.
Okay?
You listen. I love it.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, I'm learning that. It's gonna be a lot of haters.
Oh yeah.
And it's gonna be a lot of naysayers, but they're still checking in.
Yeah, and listen, that's for everybody out there in the world too. Like, I'm not gonna say all attention is good attention, but what I will say is, if you got people that you know is hating on you, then you did something wrong.
I'ma say it like this: if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping, nigga.
Okay.
Hey, quit walking that thing. Stop playing with me, dog. Stop playing with me.
Oh, one more thing before we go into the break.
Yeah.
Big shout out. A lot of y'all won't even know who this is, but he calls himself World Boss.
Mm-hmm.
Vibes Cartel. He is out. He is a free man. We can't play.
Yes.
Oh, nothing by Vibes Cartel on this show.
Nasty.
Yeah, but we going to play something for the Jamaicans to celebrate him being out of jail. But we can't play Vibes Cartel
Cartel.
Yeah.
You got to catch Vibes Cartel on a
late night.
Yeah.
You drunk off the rum.
Yeah.
You just coming home from the club.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So you can't listen to him. If you in the office, don't look him up right now, okay? Because you're going to get fired.
If you do, look at just pull your phone out.
They going to hear. I can't even say the words on here because then you're going to get fired if I say it on here.
Just know
that he's out. World Boss is home. His first concert is in December. He already said it.
He ain't straight to work.
I told you he was not playing. So if you know who that is, make sure you go and show him some love.
Yes, definitely.
And this song we have coming up is by... So you remember I told you I'd be watching people on YouTube.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it's this one girl that I used to watch. Her name is Mellow Jello.
Shout out to Mellow Jello.
No, not shout out to Mellow
Jello. I mean, my bad.
Now, shout out to Hater Maker Juno.
Hater what?
Hater Maker Juno. Because he's the one that put Mellow on the map.
What did you say?
I know. Hater Maker Juno.
Hate.
So let me
Hater Maker?
Hater Maker. Juno.
Juno.
Mm-hmm. So let me give you backstory real quick. Whoa. So, you know, I used to scroll a lot back in the day.
Used to?
I don't scroll a lot anymore. I'm trying to get popping so we can, you know, be an umpire. Not an empire, an umpire.
Nigga, what? Oh, no.
Anyway.
You were talking about the Hatermaker Juno.
Hatermaker Juno. So he used to make what they now call Stitch on TikTok. What they now call Stitches on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
You know, you play a video and then you come in and you say something.
Yeah.
So, but he used to do it with like, he used to do it back and forth. So like he was having a whole conversation.
Oh, like how I be doing on like the little videos, like the little bunny gangs and all that?
Uh-uh.
No?
Like it's actually, he's taking a video. But he's like inserting himself, like he's talking to her and she's answering the question.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But she's really not talking to him. Okay. He's just going in there and saying dumb stuff.
Yeah.
So he made her famous because she used to
What's
always.
What's her name? Jelly Belly? What's
Mellow it? Jello.
Okay.
Savannah Bynum is her name.
Ew.
So basically, she a little slow, but she is. She says so. She says she get a check every month. She ain't that slow because she know how to beg for money on the internet. So that's why I said I don't feel sorry for her because she goes on the internet and she be like, y'all, can y'all help me get my lights?
Is that the
turned
one with
on?
The glasses?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, the one that got into an argument with the. Oh, yep. Lord.
She would say stuff like, can y'all help me get my lights turned back on as she's on her phone with the lights on. On live.
Oh, my God.
Asking people to send her money to get her lights turned back on.
Bruh.
And people were sending it. So, anyway, he made her popping. And on her lives, she used to always be like, hey, guys, I got a new outfit. Hope you like it. Hey, guys, I got some new headphones. Hope you like it.
Listen, you know what? It's y'all fault. Internet people, it's y'all fault. Why are you making these
Y'all making
people,
Shamar famous?
You're making, right.
And he fall in the same category as Mello.
Listen, so that nigga said he got a 90 GPA when he graduated.
He got a 90 GPA and he sell food plates for $75 a plate. I know you.
Listen,
in line.
what level of trolling
listen,
are we trying to attain
listen,
here?
Y'all, when we move into Nigeria or
listen,
somewhere,
listen.
Ghana.
Look, people, look, I need
you guys to understand everything coming out of my mouth.
All right, look, look, God damn it, you reach a point. You listen to my voice. Y'all need to reach a point where you go from trolling to telling the truth and telling somebody, hey, bitch, stop lying.
Beep.
Okay, stop lying. There's a difference, okay? There's God. Trolling, ha ha ha. It's funny. I said something funny about you, but it ain't really true.
That's roasting. When did it become?
And then you get one of those. You get a little laugh. And then there's cause
I graduated with a 90 GPA and I got fifth place for $75.
But when did it go from roasting to trolling? When did trolling become a thing?
The Gen Zers.
Oh my God. So
it's the Gen Zers' fault. Well, no. It's y'all fault. It's the millennials. It's I swear to God.
What?
Listen.
I feel attacked.
It started with the millennials, right? Uh-huh. See us.
I think Gen Xers, but go ahead.
Nah. We cracked jokes, and you knew they was.
But
jokes.
Y'all used to call it something.
No, it was the jokes.
No.
They were,
when y'all used to go battle against each other, what y'all call that?
Joke battles. We used
y'all
to
used
battle.
To say roasting or jigging or...
We jugging.
We
used to jug
see,
with you.
See.
But with that,
uh-huh.
Okay, the premise was,
mm-hmm.
It's a joke.
Mm.
That's the premise.
Mm.
The premise is, hey, I'm going to tell a joke and I'm going to make people laugh. It's going to be at your expense.
and trolling is they're never going to tell you.
Thank you.
Well, you know what?
Look, okay, watch this. I watched a video with the two stupid-ass twins with the tattoos on their face that kiss each other all the time. Mm-hmm. The ones who always act like they're going to fight. Mm-hmm. So they was on a video, and the dude was talking to the other dude. One of the twins was talking to somebody.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, and they was like, what I will do. Like, and then he said, no, I'm trolling. I'm trolling. Like, wait a minute. What? No, that is not trolling.
So anyway.
That's not joking. I'm really going to beat your ass.
F them kids, like I always say. F them kids, because why? Ooh, anyway, so now let's talk about sexy time.
Sexy, sexy time.
That was birth control for y'all to pull out. Okay?
Because
y'all don't want no kids to turn out like the island boys. Like the island boy.
I'm an island boy. Oh my God. So I'm an island boy.
That's your birth control right there. So strap up when I tell y'all about this stuff.
Okay. It's y'all fault. It's y'all fault for making them famous.
Oh, yes. So stop.
It's y'all fault. Sexy Red is famous. It's y'all fault. Sukiana is famous.
Ice Spice.
I can give Ice Spice a little bit. Just
really?
Just about that much. But Sexy Red. Bruh.
Get it sexy. So anyway, so yes. Now we're going to talk about some stuff that you guys probably care
about.
Now
we're about to get it sexy.
But not even. We don't even really got no sexy stuff today.
What?
I'm keeping it a little PG-13.
You want punishment, bro.
I'm giving y'all the August deals, okay? PG. We got a few August deals.
Did y'all
this? Is makeup. It's more makeup. Because I don't ever talk about the makeup, and some people love me for my makeup, not the sex toys.
What?
So I have to make sure I'm well-versed, you know. So anyway, guys, hey, hi.
Oh, my God.
I am Nikki Wyatt, a.k.a. Brown Sugar.
I can't push the button. Huh? I can't push the button.
I mean, you can, yeah.
It ain't gonna sound right with the...
It will. Go ahead.
Makeup? All right, come on. We'll go on.
Because you got to look a kind of way to be sexy, right?
All
right,
I got this.
Go ahead. Come on.
Yeah.
So we got some August deals, y'all.
Yeah.
The August. First one we're going to give you is called Throwing Shades.
Yeah.
Okay. Throwing Shades Eyeshadow. And the palette is called Disobedience.
I bet I would have made it work on time. Ooh, oh my God. Throwing Shades.
What? What? Oh my God. Get off the button. You are fired. Anyway, you are fired. This nigga said, I bet I would have made it to work on time. What? Anyway,
throwing shade.
No, sir. I am talking about eyeshadow. Okay. So anyway,
I got this. Okay, go on.
No, sir.
Okay.
Take your hands off the button.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Take your hands off the button. August deals: Throwing Shades Disobedience, 30% off, $23, guys. The colors are black, blue, gray, and white.
Your ass. Oh black my God. And blue.
Mute your mic. So the next thing we have for the August deals is the Bedroom Candy for Men Grooming Kit. Okay?
Ooh,
that is 50% off. Oh my God, y'all. Please turn the mic off. 50% off, $17.50. If you guys would like it, let me know what comes in it and I will let you know.
I'll come in. Or, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm done. We are going to the Mid Morning Power Mix right here on Global R&B. 1-877-95 on your bitch ass. It's my consultant ID. I quit. I'm not coming back next week. Goodbye. Love you. Bye. I'm not. I quit.
Don't quit.
Joe, I'm on the way. Joe, I'm on the way.
We about to slide into the Mid-Morning Power Mix right here at Global R&B 96.3. That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ,
are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.